X. I think you're on the wrong frequency. You're on a repeater.
Is that LK?
Shane, how was your day?
I closed my eyes and opened them up, and here it was.
Happens, isn't it?
Quite that quick, but at least it wasn't opening my eyes every 30 minutes or so. I slept pretty good.
I'm glad you're good and rested, since you're going to be out there driving to Atlanta.
Me both. I hope you've had a good day.
A little slow today, but it has been for a while now, so we'll see.
Like today, it doesn't look like it rained up here.
A little bit this morning, but nothing major. Didn't even break out the rain jacket today.
That place has got a 6 month supply yesterday.
Telling you this morning, I got lucky and missed all that, which is not a problem with me.
Two more showers last night leaving Greenville on the way down to Anderson. It got so heavy that everybody was down to 35, including me. I've been through heavy rain before, and it, you know, usually slowed down a bit, but that was, I had to go pretty slow. And then it cleared up, and about 5 minutes later, it dumped again for about 2 minutes, and then the stars came out for the rest of the trip. It was pretty clear.
Get it out of the way to start with, and that way you can enjoy the night.
Yeah. Well, it should be better tonight. I don't think they're calling for any kind of rain or anything.
I haven't looked pretty much the rest of the week, so I hadn't looked.
That's pretty much the forecast every afternoon is pop up thunderstorms. Hopefully they'll pop up somewhere else.
Roger that. It's supposed to be nice this weekend, though. Nice and cool.
And the long-range forecast had showers through this week, and then beginning the weekend and beginning of next week, it looked like it was supposed to be nice and dry and clear.
This weekend, it's supposed to be down in the 40s up at the house of a morning. So I'll take it.
Yeah. I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to throw a couple trash bags away. N4ZLK.
HGX, standing by.
Is that okay?
HGX, I'm still here. I just switched vehicles and I'm heading up the mountain in the excursion.
Back, how's it feel? Does it drive good? In there?
You could say so.
I had somebody follow me out of Weaver Creek Road up here. Where Mike lives, I can't remember his call, but he used to get on early in the morning, Mike and Tim, but he was in a utility vehicle, followed me to the dump, but he didn't say anything, and I've never met him face to face, and I don't know if that was him or not. I don't know how many people live up that road.
HKX, I can't remember his call right now either. It's been a while since I've talked to him.
Right behind me, I figured if it was Mike, he would have said something because I've got my call on the license tag. I know another guy that lives up there. He knows Mike. He's a neighbor of Mike's, but I don't know how many people live on that road.
Not sure. You're just going to have to go up there and introduce yourself. Start politicking and find out.
For Congress before I start going around door to door.
Done with the UPS, retire, you'll have plenty of time, so, I mean, get you a head start.
The road, I believe, there's a lot of them around here, and I actually live on one, and I don't go up private roads, even though they are roads. I kind of, unless I have a reason to go up there, I tend to stay away from them.
And I'm just giving you a hard time. I do the same thing. If I don't have any business up there, I'm not going up there.
It was this morning, but I was doing my breakdown stuff at work, so I didn't get in there.
I know you're either out of range or trying to get the stuff broke down and put away so you can go home, go to bed.
this morning too for some reason. I guess I should have gone to bed a little earlier Monday. Anyway, I slept good today. I should be good, and then I'm off tomorrow night, so that'll be a nice little break.
Yeah, you sounded pretty tired when I talked to you this morning. You could tell in your voice. But I'm glad you got you some good rest. Hopefully have a smooth night tonight and no problems. But I'm getting ready to cross the state line, so I'm going to lose this repeater. Shane, you have to be safe out there tonight, and good to talk to you this afternoon. KO4HGX, I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
3, good to talk to you. Enjoy your longer night at home, since you're getting home a little early. Say hello to Miss Elise. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, 87LT.
Get AD7LT, is that correct? N4ZLK. Good morning, or good afternoon.
Dan, Delta Alpha November. I'm just wanting a quick signal report, if I could.
Signal. Sounds full quieting. I'm in, I was just accelerating when you were talking, but sounds good.
I appreciate it. I've got a bad signal report last time I was on the air, but I think it was just location behind the hill or hilltopping or something. All right, buddy. Well, you have a good day, and we appreciate it. Missed your call. This is Alpha Delta 7 Lima Tango. Over.
My name was Dan. Now that I've heard you again, you might, if you have a mic gain adjustment on that, you might knock it down one. It's pretty hot. You can hear some background noise and movement of the microphone. Other than that, everything, you're hitting the repeater very well, and it sounds good. Just might be a little hot.
That's exactly what I was wondering. This rig is it's one of those FTM-10s from Yaesu. It was designed for motorcycles, and you have to get the mic gain right, or it gives you problems. Appreciate it. You have a good day. 87LT.
Good day as well. Nice to meet you. N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, K4RM.
Ted, how are you? Well, I haven't heard you in a while.
Well, Shane, I hope you are.
Everything's good, and just left the house, headed to work, but my granddaughter was there, so I got to see her for a few minutes. That's always good.
Roger that. You're still on the night shift, I assume, working 12 on the nightly run?
Another 6 months. It goes through October. We'll see what happens. But still doing it.
Are you making that Atlanta run or going to Charlotte or where?
Atlanta. I make a local pickup here first because I don't leave for Atlanta until about 9:30 to 10 o'clock. I go to two places down there, but I make a local pickup here at Granger and Fountain Inn first.
I heard you and Patrick talking, and then I heard the other fellow come in with a radio check. I'm on the way home from work. Turned out to be a pretty warm day. I got to go home and mow the lawn, so I got a couple hours worth of work to do yet.
If you're going headed to the one out there where you still lived out there in the Easley, that you got a lot of rain last night, so you probably got to mow it twice.
Between Easley and Piedmont, and we got quite a bit of rain. I don't have a gauge, but we had a good bit of thunder and lightning and a lot of rain.
It hit me, both of them, on White Horse Road as I was headed in last night. Went through two different hail storms. It was pretty heavy rain. How's the place up at Nancy Mountain? Is it, you still get a chance to go up there regularly?
As often as I can. In fact, going this weekend. And everything's good. The grass is beginning to grow up there, so I'm going to have to mow grass there when I get up there this weekend.
Cutting always gets in the way of stuff, doesn't it?
Well, my ham radio time is what it gets in the way of.
Cut my grass twice last week. It was either Tuesday or Wednesday, and then I ended up cutting it again Saturday. All the kids came over Saturday or Sunday. I don't even remember. I think it was Sunday. And I was looking at it thinking, man, it's long again. I'm just going to do it real quick because I know it's supposed to start raining again soon.
like those little spells where we go without rain for a while just to get a little break from cutting grass, but when it's raining regularly, I have to cut at least once a week.
Has there be something else that would have to be done? So it's not all about playing around on the radio, is it?
Yeah, there's always something to do. But yeah, we're all good on this end, just enjoying this warmer weather, ready for the summertime. I guess summertime, not officially here, but it, temperature-wise, it's feeling like it.
Muggy afternoon showers, it's going to feel more like it. Are you still, do you still talk to Bob, ND7J?
Don't talk to him on the radio very much, but I've corresponded either by text or email fairly regularly. In fact, I had an email exchange with him in the last day or two, but he's busy taking care of his dad, and he's got his dad living with him, and then he's got he's still doing some jobs, so he's staying pretty busy.
Had moved in, and I just hadn't heard him on the radio in a long time, and I guess I just realized I do have his number. I could text him. I should do that. But if you happen to talk to him anytime soon, tell him I said hello, and I guess I could shoot him a text. I didn't think about that.
Hey, Mobile. Yeah, I'll do that. He's like me. He's got a lot of irons in the fire.
That LK, yeah, he always seemed like he was a busy man, always on the go somewhere.
I think we're all that way to a certain extent. But him taking care of his dad, you know, I did that for 4 years, so I've been in that role, and I understand all the stuff that comes with it.
Good things, but boy, it's difficult at times, I know that. But it's good. It's honorable when kids do that for their parents.
Miss my dad. In fact, tomorrow, if he was still living, tomorrow would be his 102nd birthday. He was born on May the 8th, 1922.
I was just thinking a similar thing. My dad, he passed away at 70. He would have been 94 2 days ago, or yesterday. What's today, the 8th? Whatever the 7th was. I'm not sure what day it is.
The 7th. So if he was born on the 7th, this would have been his birthday. But, my dad, so far all the men in my family are long livers. I hope I got those genes.
Yeah. My mother's side of the family, her grandparents, her great-grandparents, her dad was 94, but her grandparents were in their hundreds when they passed away. My dad's side, my grandfather was 50, my dad was 70. I'm hoping maybe I can outlast that. I've already passed 50, so we'll see how it goes.
You know, there's so many factors, you know, hereditary stuff, genes can have something to do with it, you know, lifestyle, all kind of stuff.
That is for sure. My dad wasn't the healthiest person. Beth keeps me healthy. So she won't let me do some of the things that I would like to do. But you remember when 70 and 80 and all that seemed really old?
I do, and since I'm now 70, 70's the new 90, I guess. Or no, 70's the new 50.
50, maybe even 40. That's what I was thinking. I mean, I'm not there yet, obviously, but, well, I don't know if it's obvious or not, but I'm still in my 50s, so... But it sure is. People that are in their 70s don't look as elderly as they used to when I was a kid.
They say you're as old or as young as you feel. Some days I feel old, some days I feel young. Most days I just feel my age.
I feel pretty young until I start moving, and then my body reminds me of that I'm not quite as young as I think I am.
I just pulled up in the yard. I'm going to bid you a good evening. It's good to hear you. And I hope you have a great evening and be safe on the road out there. And we'll talk to you somewhere down the log. N4ZLK, this is K4RM Mobile.
Good evening. Hello to your wife and son there. And thanks for the call. K4RM, N4ZLK, 73.
KW Mobile.
afternoon, Ken, and 4ZLK. How are you?
I'm doing well, Shane, and yourself?
I paused there. I was going to see if anybody else was going to jump in and didn't want to hog the repeater.
A little bit fast sometimes on the mic myself.
The old chemical plant?
Today until later in the day, Susan's father passed away.
Sorry to hear that.
I don't know what was up with the repeater.
But he was sitting on a microphone. I just asked, was this unexpected or was something, had he been sick for a while?
In and out of hospice for a while, so. I mean, we saw him Saturday. It didn't seem like he was doing too bad.
Never met Susan, but please give her our condolences and, I hate to hear that. Are you taking some time off? Is he local? WN4ZLK. ZLK mobile.
And beside a big old bus, might not be getting out.
But it was quiet there for a minute.
God, it just wasn't happening between the bus and the big tall building. I'm downtown Greenville right now, getting ready to go over Church Street Bridge.
Again, our condolences to Susan and you, and I'm just asking, is he local or do you have to travel?
He's local in Greenville, not far from downtown. They've lived there their whole life.
Riverside, was it one of those electric Proterra buses?
RV, hold on a sec. She's coming over to, my mother-in-law's coming over to spend a couple of days with us, and I got her a little dog in here, and for whatever reason, he wants to be a lap dog while you're riding. Put on the brakes, and he ended up down there in the floor.
Little dog. I've had my daughter's golden retriever likes to be, think that she can be a lap dog when she's in the vehicle.
This one's a little dog in that, but a little bigger than a chihuahua, I guess. But, yeah, mine loves to ride, but she likes to hang out the windows in the back.
Different dogs will do in a vehicle. I've seen them leaning out the window. I've seen them up in dashboards. I've seen them on the back of pickup trucks on top of the toolboxes. It's just crazy what they do and what they'll get used to.
They put her front feet on the armrest, you know, and stick her head out where it's almost over the roof of the truck.
4ZLK. We're pretty lucky with our lab. She's really laid back, and if we ever go on a trip or take her in the car, we put her bed in the back of the Beth's car, and she just curls up and goes to sleep. She'll let us know when she needs to go to the bathroom, but other than that, we rarely hear from her.
I know. She'll look out first a little bit, and then she'll lay down, and if she ever senses you're slowing down or you're getting off the exit, then she'll jump up.
Nice, though, because I've seen some vehicles over the years where the dogs are in the back running back and forth from window to window and barking at everything, and just I can't imagine riding around with a dog being that way, especially a big dog.
I don't know, 48 pounds, kind of like a small female lab. I know, but she'll go from side to side sometimes, but she won't bark.
I'll take her in the back of my truck when I go to the dump. And she'll just do that lazy lab sit, if you're familiar with it, where they basically are sitting on one of their hips and hang her head off the side with her ears flapping. Listen, Ken, my son's calling me. Let me get this phone call. Sorry about your mother-in-law or father-in-law, and I hope you have a good day. I'll talk to you soon. N4ZLK.
All right, 73, Shane. Have a safe trip tonight. KN4TFW.